Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom225.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom225.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 225.com. Freedom225.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now at 800-221-9442 and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste a minute helping you with your tax problems. We'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. We've settled millions of dollars of tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-221-9442. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-221-9442. That's 800-221-9442. Again, 800-221-9442.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie and you are listening to WNJC 1360 here in Washington Township, New Jersey, reaching South Jersey and Philadelphia. And hey, this also streams on the internet, so we are all over anywhere the internet reaches. And you know, the internet reaches everywhere in the world. Isn't it a wonderful thing? Listen, my guest who is joining me today is a gun shop owner. He owns Delia's Gun Store in Philadelphia, and Fred Delia is on the line with me today, and I brought him on because I wanted him to talk about what's happening here in this country, and he is being harassed by people who really, the bottom line is that these people, these leftists, think that you have no right to defend yourself in this country, and so what they're trying to do is make it as difficult as they possibly can for you to be able to legally purchase weapons so that you have the ability to be able to defend yourself. And you know, I'll tell you something about the Second Amendment, and it is a beautiful thing. Think about if you were one of those kids on, what was the college down in Virginia, I think it was, wasn't it? The Virginia Tech shooting. Now think about it if those kids were allowed to carry a weapon to be able to defend yourself. I think, I don't know, what was there, 30 or so kids who were killed and wounded? I think the odds would have been a whole lot different if one of those kids was able to carry a handgun so that they would have had the ability to defend themselves. I think we would have had a whole different story play out there. So the Second Amendment is there for a reason, so that you can defend yourself. So on that note, Fred Delia. Welcome to the Unsolicited Opinion. How are you, Fred?
Very good, Maggie, very good.
So give me a little history about your store and how long has these people been protesting. Give me a little background, Fred.
Okay, we've been there. We've been in business 41 years, Maggie, which is quite a long time. And we've been doing everything according to the state, federal regulations. Now all of a sudden this group comes along within the last 4 weeks, I believe, and they started this protesting. They want us to sign a 10-point code of conduct, which is something I've been doing for 40 years.
Yeah, exactly. You've been following the law all along. So what do they want you to do now, Fred?
Well, they say if I sign that, everything should be all right. It's like a magic bullet.
Yeah.
If I sign that, all the crime will stop, and that's not going to happen.
Well, the people who are committing crimes, Fred, they're not buying their handguns legally in the first place. 99.9% of them are getting them off the streets. And that, because crimes are committed, should not be the reason why you or I don't have the right to defend ourselves, should it? I don't think so.
Well, you're right. That's what they're hollering about. They seen an article in the Philadelphia Inquirer, and it happened years ago. Someone come in and purchase some handguns, two or three handguns, which that sends a red flag up automatically. We notify ATF. We're mandated to do this.
Okay.
Notify ATF. They say, okay, Fred, if he comes in again, let us know. Well, that's three handguns. Now, I don't know if he goes to another store and does the same thing. So he may do three, he may do three, he may do three. It could be three or four different stores by the time this guy's even recognized as someone they're watching. So what happens? They come in again. We get ATF in. They start watching this person. Now, they can't just lock him up. He's done nothing wrong yet.
Okay.
So they have to get enough proof to grab him. And when they do, possibly there's 15, 20 guns on the street. And that's where the problem comes in. They have to wait until they get him. Once they get him, and the courts let him walk. And what happened? This guy should have went to jail. Let's say if it was 15 guns, a 10-year mandatory sentence, he should have went to jail for 150 years. Of course, he's out in 3 years. So you know what I'm talking about there.
Okay.
Okay, he's out in 3 years. He wants to go straight now, so he starts saying, I bought all these weapons, and all the gun shops knew that I was purchasing them to sell on the street.
Well,
we knew right away. That's why we notified ATF. And I tried to tell this group that. If it wasn't for us, this kid wouldn't have been in jail in the first place.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They don't want facts to confuse their argument. Fred, that's the problem with these people, because facts get in the way of their agenda. Because their agenda, you could sign this 10-point code of conduct, as they call it, even though you have been legitimately, legally operating for, did you say 41 years?
That's correct.
Yeah. So for 41 years, you've been following the law, and somehow, all of a sudden, magically, if you sign this 10-point code of conduct, then what is it going to be a month from now? A 20-point code of conduct? I mean, you know, you can see where they're going with this, Fred.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Because I seen that years ago, the Frank Rizzo law. You remember Frank Rizzo?
Well, I'm not from here originally. I've heard of him, the former mayor of Philly, but I wasn't around here when Rizzo was the mayor.
Very good man, very good policeman, very good mayor. But he came out with a law, a gun law, that you had to go get your fingerprints, your pictures taken. It took you 3 months to get your handgun.
Yeah.
And it did absolutely nothing. After that, after they found out it was illegal to do that law, they threw it out. Then there was a 3-week wait, the 4-week wait, the 2-day wait, the 3-day wait. I can't tell you how many different waits there was, and for this gun law, and everything is just the same as it is right now.
Right, right.
No different.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was that Supreme Court case, that fellow in Chicago, and I can't think of the name of the case. You may be able to. It was a man in Chicago. Of course, they wanted to deny him the ability to be able to defend himself, and he won that case just within the last year or so. Do you know the one I'm referring to, Fred? Are you familiar with that?
No, I don't recall that, Maggie. No, I don't.
Yeah, because I think in Chicago, the way they had the law set up, of course, it was essentially making it so difficult you weren't able to buy a handgun to defend yourself, no different than D.C. I mean,
right.
you can't
right.
have a handgun in D.C. They are denying you your Second Amendment right.
Yes, they were. Yes, they were.
So this group, what's the name of this group, Fred?
This is called Heeding God's Call. It's a religious group that I believe they're all pretty good people. There is no problem with them. But the person who's behind that, by the name of, I have everything written down, Brian Miller, he's with the Ceasefire in New Jersey. He goes beyond this organization. You see what I mean? That there's something behind this organization. And what he's doing, he's slandering my name some, and I may have to go after this guy with an attorney. You know, I don't know why he keeps saying that we're illegal. I would be in jail right now if I was illegal.
Well, yeah, exactly.
41 years, I work very closely with everyone. The police department's doing a great job. They have a new gun violence task force, which is doing a terrific job. ATF has always did a terrific job. But I don't know what they just want to keep going further and further. You know, it's never enough is enough. It's always move on further.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, they're not, you know, because, Fred, their ultimate agenda, the ceasefire New Jersey joker, his ultimate agenda is that they want no one armed. And here we talked about it, actually, when you and I spoke on the phone briefly this afternoon before the show, that if you look back historically, that what happened, about 170 million people were murdered last century by governments that disarmed the populace first. And so that's a key provision for tyranny to take over, is to have a disarmed populace that can't fight back and can't fight off an assault from tyrants. Isn't it, Fred?
That's correct. You are right. It's just, if they can't defend themselves, we're through. And I think that's what they're trying to do. I don't know why this country seems to me be going to the left. I mean, a socialist type agenda. We have the best country in the world. I'm very proud of it. I'm proud of our military, our police department. I just don't understand what this country is doing. I think the younger generation, Maggie, has got to start reading a little bit about history, start reading a little bit about our Constitution. You know what I'm saying? They're just not aware of what we went through in them years to get to where we are now.
Well, no, they're not, Fred, but I'll tell you, I've had a lot of people on my show who have been, who are experts in the whole educational field. I had a lady on my show who actually worked in the Department of Education as a special, I think, assistant or something, her title was, when Ronald Reagan was president in his first term, and this was a woman who was in the Foreign Service in Korea when the Korean conflict was back in the 50s. And I mean, you know, well, very knowledgeable woman. And what's happened, Fred, and the reason why kids don't have any idea of what's going on here in this country is because they have been deliberately dumbed down. Our educational system isn't really teaching them about our history, about our Constitution, about the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. All they're being taught is all this social justice mantra stuff. Fred, they're not taught to love their country. In fact, there was a study done last year. Kids graduating from high school and college, more than 50% of them considered themselves citizens of the world first, not citizens of the United States first.
That's
Fred.
Terrible. That's terrible.
Yeah, it is.
If you can't come here and pledge your allegiance to this country, then I don't think you should even be here.
I agree. I agree 1,000%.
Right.
America, listen, people, how many millions of people around the world would love to come to this country, Fred? We've got how many million illegal aliens in this country?
Maggie, you're seeing that. Everybody and their grandmother's trying to get into this country, and they're telling you how bad it is?
Yeah,
that
yeah.
That sound right.
Yeah, no, it isn't. Does it make any sense? It's absolute nonsense.
Not to me, it don't. No, no.
Yeah,
they're all telling you how bad it is. Oh, the mother countries are so nice, and they're all fighting to get in here. I don't see anyone fighting to get in damn countries.
No,
exactly. The door's open, and nobody wants to go in there.
If you think the cesspool you hail from was so wonderful, then hit the road. Go back.
Right on the head. You hit that right on the head.
Isn't it the truth, honestly, Fred? I can't take it anymore. After a while, you just can't take this nonsense. Where's your gun store located, Fred? Because after the show, I'm going to put a link on my website to your gun store website so that people know where to go and where to be able to buy a handgun or whatever they so desire, whatever type of
okay,
stuff.
Okay, thank you, Mag. It's right over at Ticone Bridge. I'm right at 6104 Tarsdale Avenue.
Okay.
That's in the northeast between Benner and Devereaux Street. And like I say, we can deal with people from Jersey. There's a certain license they have. We understand all the laws of New Jersey. You know, we understand different laws of different states. And
sure.
You have to know all that stuff, and we abide by that. And they're still complaining. This Tuesday, not coming, following on the 29th, they're going to be there again to protest.
Well, we'll
they're going to be there, maybe 100 people, they said, maybe more.
Yeah, well, Fred, we're going to have to get a few hundred people, I think, huh?
That would be perfect as far as I'm concerned, yes.
Yeah, I think maybe it's time to do a little bit of maneuvering on the street around them, Fred.
They have a right to be there. That's the First Amendment. And that was put there, and the Second Amendment was put to protect the First Amendment.
That's exactly right.
So they have a right to be there. They give us no trouble, but they just, you know, it's like a photo op, as I told everyone else. They take pictures of each other, hold the banners up, and that's about it. You know, no more killing, and Mr. Zelaya signed this code of conduct. Kids are killing themselves. Stop the gun violence. I don't know what I have to do with that, but it's the kind of signs they have, Matt.
Yeah, well, you don't have anything to do with it, Fred.
Nothing at all, dear.
You're a law-abiding citizen who follows the law, and you are a businessman, and you follow the law. You have absolutely nothing to do with kids killing themselves or crime in this country. That's the whole lie that they put out there, and they try to play on people's sympathy. Oh, boy, there was a 20-year-old murdered last night, blah, blah, blah. Let's take away everybody's right to own a gun, and then miraculously somehow all the crime would end in the world? I don't know, Fred.
Oh, yes.
Are they going to outlaw knives, too? How about baseball bats? Should we outlaw baseball bats? How about shovels? I think you could do a pretty good job on someone with a shovel, don't you think?
Absolutely, sure. Sword, anything.
Yeah, so let's start outlawing all of those. Forks are deadly. Maybe we should just use our hands to eat, Fred. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. No, not long ago, Mag, and I believe it was one of the states, a young girl was home alone. It was one of them states where they're near the border. And she heard somebody come in her house, and this is documented. The NRA wrote it up, but the newspapers never had it in the front page.
Okay.
This young girl was a skeet shooter. Mistake number one, picking her house.
Yep.
She heard them coming, grabbed her father's shotgun, loaded it, nice, went to the steps, and one guy was coming up, almost had her. She fired one shot and killed him. The other guy came to get her, she fired one, hit him, he ran out the door, and he died outside. Now, what I'm getting at, both of them were illegal aliens. The one guy had a .45 automatic in his belt. He just killed a neighbor next door. So absolutely she would have been the next.
Sure.
They never played it up and say, wow, what a great job that girl did.
Well, you know what, Fred?
I'd have won her a medal.
I agree. You know what? That's the thing they never do, Fred. You never hear about all the people who were able to save their life or somebody else's life because they had the ability to defend themselves. You never hear that, Fred. And there's a reason, of course, they don't play that up, because their goal is to disarm the American people. Listen.
That's what they're trying to do. You're absolutely right.
We stand in the way. Our Second Amendment rights, Fred, stand in the way of their agenda. So that's why they have to play up crime and that stuff, because of course that scares people, and they think erroneously that somehow if you're put out of business, a law-abiding man who has a legal business and you follow the law, somehow that's going to solve these problems. And of course we know that's not right. We know that's not true.
I have, Maggie, I have 40 years worth of records in that store. And you know what the ATF tells me, Fred? You only have to keep 20 years worth of them, but don't throw the other ones away. You'll be in trouble. What's that tell you right there? You only have to keep 20 years of them, but don't throw the rest away. And you know what I mean? So I still have them.
Yeah.
And I keep them. I don't mind keeping them there. And they call up sometimes and trace a gun. Goes back to 1970. I have my records. I did a great job with traces. And they come in from West Virginia. They come in like sometimes 2 and 3 a week, maybe more. And that reflects on the neighborhood you're in.
Yeah.
You know, crime to time. You sell a gun, next thing you know, 2 weeks it's involved in a crime. Well, when you sold it was legal. What happened in that 2 weeks?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's what I keep saying, the same thing. So
exactly.
We'll do our best to keep this place going the right way. And hopefully, you know, we'll get these people out of here. I don't know what they said they're going to keep coming until I sign. Well, I hope they have to bring a lunch with them, because I'm not signing them.
Yeah, well, I don't. You know what, Fred? You don't have to sign.
No,
because
right,
what
okay.
They're asking is absolutely nonsense. And all they are is just a notch in their agenda, Fred. It's just another peg on the road. It's just another brick on the road of this longer, larger agenda that they're pursuing. It's just they're trying to hustle you, Fred.
Yes. You know what else they're pushing on too, Mag? Walmart signed a code of conduct. And I didn't say too much about that. As far as I know, and I could be a little wrong here, Walmart does not sell handguns. So what did they sign for?
Yeah, exactly.
You see what I'm saying? And I'm not nowhere in this area they sell a handgun. Maybe out west they do, you know, where things are different. Maybe upstate Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Definitely not near the city of Philadelphia.
Well, I don't know whether they do or they don't, Fred, but that's another business. They're entitled to do whatever they want to do, but that doesn't mean you have to do it. That's their choice.
Yes.
So because, you know, so what? They signed it. What does that mean? Doesn't mean anything. In fact, last time I checked, most people, probably some of these Heeding God's Call group members, love to hate Walmart because they, you know, everybody loves to hate big, successful businesses.
Yes, I know, right.
Gives them something to do after they watch soap operas or whatever. You know what I mean? So
you're right.
You know, so who knows? Maybe they get on that platform and last week they were hating Walmart. This week they're loving Walmart and hating, you know, Delia's gun store.
Right. Well, you know, I'm constantly checked by the compliance people. And in case they don't know what that is, compliance is from ATF. Five or six people come in, and they're bookworms.
Okay.
All they know is your paperwork. You have to, your compliance has to be right with everything you're doing. And I've had many of them checks. They walk out and say, thank you very much. I sign the bottom, and that's the end of that.
Yeah.
And then someone stands there and says, I think they're doing something illegal in there. I don't understand that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know, Mag.
Yeah. Well, you know what, honestly, Fred, it's just it's the first stage in a concerted assault on you. And tell me something, Fred. Are you able to, how does selling guns, I guess if you could sell guns to people who are residents of New Jersey, you could sell guns to somebody anywhere in the country. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. Certain handguns you have to send. You may have to send a handgun from dealer to dealer.
Okay.
I have all my records there because people from Jersey do come over.
Okay.
And what I do, they say they like to buy a handgun, it's a better price or whatever. I'll get it, I'll wrap it all up, we insure it, and it goes by U.S. Postal Service. It goes over to another dealer. I have to have his license. He has to have my license. So there's a paper trail.
I gotcha.
And then that person from Jersey goes there and picks it up with that special license, which he must get from New Jersey. And
okay.
That takes 2 and 3 months. That's a disaster. That's another story.
Yeah, yeah. Well, see, they set up all these arbitrary, antiquated rules, Fred, to make it difficult for you to exercise your Second Amendment rights. They put these boulders and buildings in your way. They put all this stuff there so that it makes it so hard for people to be able to defend themselves.
That's the truth. Well, they're going to constantly harass you, I think. In any way, I think it's possible. They're going to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's good to know, Fred, because as I mentioned before, we're going to link to your gun store on my website. So who knows? I have people who listen from all around the country. So, you know, you never
appreciate
know.
It well.
You never know, Fred. Maybe somebody is in need of, I don't know, whatever. Listen, I've got a caller. I think we still have a caller on the line. Fred, you want to take a call?
Sure.
Okay. Hang on, Fred. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air with Fred Delia. What's your question?
My name's Pat. I have been a customer of Delia's Gun Shop for 25 years.
Okay.
I have known both the two Delia brothers for years. They are two of the most upstanding individuals that walk this earth and are in the gun business.
Thank you very much, Pat. Thank you.
And the thing boils down to is these people came into the store. I was there that day. They all walked in. There was about 15 of them. They all came in, and they presented Fred with this piece of paper. This code of conduct comes from a mayor's conference, national conference in 2009, as suggestions.
Okay.
That's what they are, suggestions. When we asked the people there, is this law? They said, oh, no, this is just suggestions that we would like for you to do and for you to sign. I said, okay, Mr. Delia has your paperwork, and he'll take it into consideration, but he's not going to sign it. And all of a sudden now, this suggestion became law in their minds.
Right.
And that's what this is. It's only suggestions.
Yeah.
So what they're saying is, if you don't do what we suggest, this is how we're going to terrorize you.
Yeah, they're going to harass you.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
And the worst part of all is that they're out here saying things that are not true.
Yeah, well, see, you know what? I'm telling you, Fred, you know, you really need to consider slander and anything they write, any libelous statements that are made by these people. Because
we'll take that into consideration, and Pat, we surely will. I appreciate that, sir.
Anytime, Fred.
Thank you very much.
Take care, my friend.
Absolutely.
Thanks for calling. We got you, Fred?
Yes.
Okay.
I appreciate that. See, you know, we have a good time with the people in the store. We've been having a good time for 40 years. It's like a family. And if they come in that store, there's people in there talking, having coffee, drink. Normal people, everyday people. Where are they getting all this dumb stuff? Maggie, I have no idea. But they just constantly keep coming on with it.
Well, Fred, this is part of the hustle of the left, that you probably have been busy, you know, working hard all these years, and you haven't had the time to learn the hustle that the leftists play by. Because they've got a whole book of rules that aren't the rules you and I operate by, Fred. I can guarantee you that. Their rule book that these hustlers play by is it's unlike anything you've ever seen before.
I guess it's as low as you can get. If they can sleep, they will.
That's exactly right. The means justify the ends as far as they're concerned.
Mm-hmm. There it goes, yep.
Yep, and they will do anything and everything they possibly can, Fred, to achieve their objective. The thing they didn't count on, though, was that the American people aren't all going to be sheep and just roll over for them. That's the thing they didn't count on.
Well, I'm hoping not, Mag. I'm hoping not. You know, there's a lot of good people, people like yourself. We have to go after these people and keep them straight. Otherwise, we're going to end up giving this country away, and I can't see that happening.
Well, that's exactly right. See, it'll become the tyranny of the minority because there's more of us than there are of them. So, Fred, people like you and I and that caller that knows you and has been in your gun store for 25 years, I think he said, there are more of us, Fred, than there are of them. Believe me, guaranteed, there are more of us.
That's great. I'm glad to hear there's still some good patriots out there, Mag.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely, Fred. The American people are starting to wake up because, see, the leftists truly, I mean, they just, you know, they overplayed their hand, Fred. They truly have in so many different areas of our life. They've overplayed their hand, and now the patriot, that innate instinctual thing that exists in Americans is starting to, they're starting to wake up. So these leftists who hustle people using all kinds of things, you know, like this group calling themselves, they're heeding God's call. Well, I don't know. Would God want you not to be able to defend yourself?
I've never heard of that. There's a little phrase I think my daughter just told me about it. It's Luke 22:36. If you read that, it speaks about God saying to sell your garment. I'm not too much, and buy a sword. And I said, I don't believe that. And my daughter said, there it is, Dad. And it's actually there.
Well, you know, honestly, Fred, if you think about the Bible and you think about God, where if we're God's children and we are all his creation, do you think he'd want us not to be able to defend ourselves?
Oh, no way, no.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't make much sense to me.
Yeah, well, that's what they keep pushing on. They keep pushing on us nonviolence, and what's that mean? Every time they slap you, turn your cheek?
Well, you know, eventually you're going to turn your cheek. You'll be spinning around 360 all the time, Fred.
That's the truth.
You know, you'd be like some, you know, thing at a carnival or something like that, one of the amusements or one of the games at the carnival, you'd be spinning 360.
Yeah, that's the truth, and that's what they'll keep pushing for.
Oh, yeah.
But I think we stay on them. I think we stay the course. I think we'll be all right. You know, we just have to get more and more people involved with us.
Oh, that's exactly right, Fred. There's no doubt about it. Listen, hang on, Fred, because I want to go to a break for about a minute or so. So hang on. Listen, everybody, you've been listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. My guest today is Fred Delia from Delia's Gun Store on Tarsdale Avenue in Philly. I suggest you go there. If you have some kind of gun you may need or some ammo that you may need, I suggest you go to Delia's Gun Store and purchase something from this law-abiding citizen, Fred Delia. And on that note, hang on, everybody. We will be right back.
What would a $3,000 car repair bill do to your budget? It's easy to have repair bills for thousands of dollars. If your car is less than 10 years old and has less than 130,000 miles, Five Star Auto Protection can pay for the repairs that your auto insurance won't cover. Did you know that the average mechanic charges $120 per hour? Towing in a rental car will add at least $200 more to that bill. For less than $100 a month, for less than 1 hour of labor, our vehicle protection plan can cover all your major components, including computers and electronics, and also pay for towing, rental, and even roadside assistance for flats, lockouts, or when you run out of gas. If your manufacturer warranty is about to expire, or if you have no warranty coverage at all, give us 10 minutes and learn how we can help eliminate costly repair bills. Call us now. Call 888-449-7388, 888-449-7388, 888-449-7388. Plans unavailable in all states for all vehicles. See agreement for complete terms.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom225.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom225.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 225.com. Freedom225.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now at 800-221-9442 and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste a minute helping you with your tax problems. We'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. We've settled millions of dollars of tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-221-9442. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-221-9442. That's 800-221-9442. Again, 800-221-9442.
Everybody, this is Maggie, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And for those of you who are just tuning in, I am talking with Fred Delia from Delia's Gun Store in Philadelphia. And his store is located at 6104 Tarsdale Avenue. So if you're in need of what Fred sells, then I suggest you go to Fred's store and help the man out. Now listen, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Listen, I'm always looking for advertisers and sponsors. If you want to help me redistribute the truth, because I am all about truth redistribution here, then I suggest you go to my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com. There's a contact button there. Contact me. Now, listen, I have a great website. One of the sponsors of my radio show is diggersrealm.com. Digger has been fighting against illegal immigration for about 9 years. Please, if you want the truth and not the hustle that you hear from the mainstream media, then you need to go to diggersrealm.com. Please, you're going to get the truth about illegal immigration there, diggersrealm.com. And I want to say that I have added another radio station. My show is going to be heard starting April 5th on KHNC 1360, which is a radio station out of Colorado. I'll be on every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 11 a.m. East Coast time, and of course, that's 9 a.m. Mountain time. You can go to my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com. You'll be able to listen to my show from there. I always have podcasts of my show up on my website. You know, it all depends on how we get around, how quickly we get around to doing it. But they're up there, you know, within like, say, 8 hours. How's that sound? So podcasts of my website, or of my radio show, rather, are always up on my website not too long after the show ends. Listen, so micro1650am.com, Sundays at noon you can hear my show, plus you hear it Tuesday through Thursday, April 5th, KHNC 1360 in Colorado, and WNJC 1360 here in the Philly area. So we've got Fred Delia on the line with us. How are you, Fred?
Very good, dear. Very good.
Good, I'm glad. Now, listen, let's talk about anything else that, you know, comes to mind for you related to what's been going on. They've been, these people are standing in front of your store. They're going to do it twice a month. Are they handing out any literature or anything like that, Fred?
Yes, they tried to, Mag. They did try to hand it out. Some of our people took and said, I'll take this literature only if you let me talk to you for a few minutes. And I was just to debate with them to see what they're about. And every time they would stand there, this Brian Miller would come and shoot them off. He didn't want them talking to nobody because it's like, you know, it's almost like he didn't want them to know exactly what's going on.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So he kind of shooed them off. But they're going to come back again, I told you. And from what they claim, Good Friday may be a disaster. They're going to bring in people from Baltimore. There could possibly be 150 to 200 of them. They're going to bust people in.
Well, you know.
It's going to be a disaster. I from what I hear, what they've done to the last guy, they're going to drag across the street. I don't know how they're getting into all this stuff, really.
Well, you know what, Fred? Honestly, you know, as I mentioned to you before, the leftists follow a rule book that isn't a rule book you and I play by. But you don't have to play by their rules. You just need to be able to outsmart them. And I'm sure, Fred, that you're able to do that. And I have some ideas of how you can beat them at their own game, because this is a game they're playing.
I see. Very good.
So, yeah, you know, I wouldn't worry about Good Friday. I think things will turn out okay for you, Fred. I truly do think so. You know what? They think that because they get a lot of people who are sheep and have no idea why they're standing there,
right,
that somehow that has some kind of an impact. And stupidity really doesn't have an impact.
Right.
Informed people, educated people,
yes,
they're the ones that have the impact. Sheep like Heeding's God Call, the sheep that are following this fellow from Ceasefire, New Jersey, you know, they use all kinds of euphemisms like they're heeding God's call, Fred, but if they were heeding God's call, would they be doing what they're doing to you?
Mm-mm. So, see, it's Mayor Bloomberg behind that, too, from New York.
Yeah,
he's involved with that Ceasefire. So you see, it goes back. If you follow it back, Maggie, it goes way back into God knows who.
Well, yeah, because
I mean, it goes back further and further.
Well, it does, and I don't know if you had a chance to listen to the first hour of my show, Fred, but I had on a county commissioner from Carroll County, Maryland, and truly, what this is a part of, this whole disarmament of the American people, all goes to this larger globalist agenda, which, of course, makes one, when you say that, they think, well, you got to be nuts, you're wearing a tinfoil hat. And that's really what it's a larger agenda that's at play. So when you say that this goes back to Bloomberg and that, oh, it does, but it goes even further.
Correct.
It goes even further than him. So, you know, these people from Heeding's God Call, they're just one cog in the wheel.
Yes.
That's rolling down the street.
Yes, they are.
But again,
I'm wondering, Maggie, how far they're going to go, how long they're going to do this. You know, if they expect me to sign it, I told you, you know, they're in for a surprise.
Well, you know what?
I don't believe I should sign that.
No, you don't have to sign it, Fred.
Right.
You're a law-abiding business owner. You follow the law.
Absolutely. No other way to go.
Exactly. So why would you have to sign something? You don't have to sign it. See, what they think they're going to do is be able to wear you down, Fred. But they can't wear down the American patriots, and that's the thing that they don't realize. They're a cog in a wheel, and that wheel is going down the road. But in that road stands the American patriots.
There you go. Sounds very good. You're correct.
So, you know, on break, we asked you if you had a website. You don't have a website yet, so you got to get something up there, Fred, but so that people can go and you know, see what you're selling in that. You know what I mean? You gotta
sure.
You
got to
get in the 21st century, Fred.
Yeah, that's the truth. I'll definitely get on there, definitely.
You're still in the Etch-a-Sketch phase here, Fred. Come on.
No, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, right. So
computers are they're a wonder. They really are.
Now I know it. So what other kinds of things have been going on? This has been going on for 4 weeks, you say, now?
At least that, yeah. Before that, it was another gun shop, Mag. It was one on Allegheny Avenue, a guy by the name of Larry, the shooter shop.
Okay.
He tortured him for a while, but I don't know what he did to get rid of him, but he did a good job. The only thing is he shifted him over to me.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I really don't know, you know, but he did a good job. He stayed right on him. He was with me this weekend. He stayed right on them. He said, I know this group, and I know what they're about. And he's another patriot. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Another patriot, that man.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? You know, they'll bounce from one gun shop to the next because that's their MO, Fred.
Right.
I mean, all you got to look at what they did, because what they did then is the same stuff they're going to do now. They'll come out there with, you know, dancing bears and some banners and some balloons and be very dramatic in that stuff. And then what you need to do is just, how about let's hand out a pamphlet that talks about the 170 million people who were murdered in the last century because they didn't have the right to defend themselves.
Correct, right.
You know, let's talk about all the Jews who were murdered, and,
sure.
And the Poles and the Slavs, and, I mean, you know, the Chinese, Mao Zedong. What did he kill? About 40 million of his people?
At
and
least,
then you got,
yes, he did.
And Russia, Lenin and Stalin, they got rid of a lot of their people. So, you know, Pol Pot in Cambodia. You know, history is littered with the bodies of people because you had people like heeding God's call, those kinds of sheep who just went along with what totalitarians told them to do.
Right.
And all they did was take themselves to their own slaughter.
That's what they're doing. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I know it is unbelievable, but it's ignorance.
Yes.
It truly is ignorance. If they really stepped back and thought about it, I don't think they'd want to be defenseless. I don't think so.
You know, another thing, too, Maggie, these judges, they got to keep pressing these guys. I don't know why they let them out 2 or 3 years, and they're out.
Well.
You know, I just don't know what's going on. Our departments do such a good job of putting them away, but they're out in no time.
Yeah, they let them back out on the street.
That's
well,
terrible. And I even told them people from Heeding God's Call, why aren't you in West Philadelphia, Northeast, Brysburg, anywhere where there's a problem, why aren't you there?
Exactly.
They said, no, trouble starts right here. No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
But it starts there with the drugs, with the parenting is not there. Their parents are not very good with them. The kids are on the streets all hours of the night. They got to do something about that, Mike, us.
Well, you hit the nail on the head, and what it boils down to is personal responsibility.
That's correct.
And they don't want to go to the root cause. And that's what this whole social justice mantra is all about,
mm-hmm.
Fred. You know, they're not interested in equal justice being applied equally under the law, which is, of course, what our Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence all talk about is equal justice. No, the reason why they're letting them out in 2 or 3 years is because it's this whole social justice action going on, as evidenced by Holder not following through with the Black Panthers who were at that polling place in 2008. It's all about social justice, Fred. It doesn't have anything to do with right or wrong.
Right, right. And that's definitely taking us down the wrong road.
Yes, it is.
We're going backwards. We've been going backwards with that. I don't know what they're doing.
Well, exactly. They're letting criminals out on the streets because they may belong to a certain group that they think deserves special favor. Well, special favor isn't equal justice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if these people heeding God's call were really interested in heeding God's call, then they would be at the root source, wouldn't they?
Yes, they would. When the rule of law is gone, so goes the country.
That's very true, Fred.
Oh, so, there it is. I mean, that's about it.
Yeah, because if you get rid of the rule of law and you start to go by the rule of man, then you live under a tyrant's rules, and people aren't very happy living under tyrants.
No, they ain't.
You know, I'm sure if you asked any of the 170 million people who were murdered in the last century because of tyrants and were living under the rule of man, I'm sure they'd have stories to tell us, wouldn't they, Fred?
Yes, they would. I tell you, it's If they realize what happened years ago, these kids, I think, their eyes would open.
Well,
like you say, they're not teaching them that.
No, they're not.
No, they're not going to teach them that. They're coming up with some of this dumb stuff with this social justice, and I can't say it.
No, well, because they're only enslaving themselves. You can
right.
You can say that social justice creates 21st century slaves.
Uh-huh.
It
right.
really does.
Well put, yep.
It really does, Fred.
Right.
So, well, you know what, Fred? I'm going to come up with some ideas for you because, as I said on break, I think I would have made a great four-star general.
I appreciate it. Okay.
You know I kind of like Sun Tzu, who was, I don't know, a third-century warrior. He said you need to know your enemy and you need to be able to outsmart him. So I think we're going to have to go by Sun Tzu's rules of war here for you, Fred.
Right. Okay. I appreciate it, Mag. Very much.
I'm not kidding, Fred. I really do mean that.
Good. Well, you stop in and see us. I told you. You stop right over the bridge. Stop in and see us, and we'll have some coffee and we'll discuss it. How's that?
That sounds perfect to me. So now we got about 10 more minutes or so, Fred. What kind of stuff do you sell in your store?
Well, it's mostly police equipment. It's all law enforcement.
Okay.
Your sporting arms, like your rifles for deer hunting. And because there's a lot of people out there that are still deer hunting and not fishing too much. We didn't get into that too much.
Okay.
But I stayed mostly with the firearms.
Okay.
And we got a good following with that. Your home defense, I specialize in a lot of them type of guns for something for in your house. A lot of women are starting to come in now, Meg, an awful lot of them.
Right.
And I try and tell them, you know, be aware of what's going on. Know the gun. Know your weapon. So you feel comfortable with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we explain it to them. We show them how to use it. We show them everything we possibly show them. Tell them to get to a range. They have instructors there. They'll give you, like, a small course. Okay? And this way you know when you pick it up that you know if you're near a house, you know what to do with it.
Yeah.
And that's what scares me. I don't want to see these women just come in and get a gun and hold it, and they don't know what to do with it. Well, it's useless then.
Well, you know, they need to go and take some
lessons. Yes, they do. They're starting to do it more and more, and they're doing a pretty good job of it.
Well, good. I'm glad.
Yes, they are.
I'm glad, because a well-armed populace makes for a safer society for all of us, doesn't it, Fred?
It sure does. Yes, it does.
Yes,
I'm surprised that if someone didn't have a weapon on them. Even when that guy was shooting everybody in that fort, what is going on here with these people? You know, if somebody would have been armed, that would have been the end of that.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. I mean, people, as we said before, people don't think about the fact of self-defense. You know, heeding God's call, this group of individuals, they're not thinking about the right of self-defense.
I mean, not at all.
No, if somebody was coming at them with a firearm, wouldn't they want to be able to fight back? What are they going to do, grab a pebble off the ground and throw it at them?
That won't work today, really.
No, but I mean, really, when you step back and really analyze what it is you're promoting here, what Heeding God's Call group is promoting, I mean, they're promoting, you know, they're not standing up for their own right to life.
Right. Here's what they have here. Inspiring hope, raising voices, taking action to end gun violence. That's it. That's about what they have. That's what they wrote in this letter. And I don't know if they're not going about it the right way, that's for sure.
No, well, they don't really see the larger picture, Fred. And as you said,
they don't
allow anybody who comes up to them to talk to them. This person, who, what's his name from Ceasefire, New Jersey?
That's Brian Miller.
Okay, well, he doesn't allow anybody to talk to them.
No, he don't. He shoots them right away.
Yeah, well, what does that tell you? If you were standing there and you were standing at a distance observing the interaction of the people standing there in front of your gun shop,
right.
What would that tell you when somebody's preventing people from talking to you? Or, you know what I mean? What does that tell these individuals from heeding God's call? Why aren't they allowed to speak out? Well, obviously, there's something wrong with this picture.
Well, like you said, they're sheep.
Exactly.
Yeah, so they led them there and said, this is where you're staying. If they weren't, say, come on and talk to them. You know, debate. See if we're right. See if you're right or wrong. Talk to somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
But if they talked to us, they'd see we're you know, normal people that want to see. I don't want to see all this killing and violence, but I'm in a legitimate business. I don't know why I should, you know. I'm being scrutinized by everybody in this. Everybody. ATF, they want to trace guns. They want you to. We're in a bad area, and I guess it's all the gun shops, maybe not just mine. Every 3 months, I have to send them my books. We copy my books, and we send them to West Virginia. There's a tracing center.
Okay.
And what they do, they say all the used guns you're buying, you're in an area that's being traced the most. In other words, we sell a gun 3 months from now, somebody on the street gets picked up with it. Somebody else gets picked up with one. Maybe they straw purchase one. When they pick these guns up, they trace them back to us.
Okay.
What did you do with them? I said, well, here's the paperwork.
Yeah, you sold it legitimately.
Right. Here's the paperwork. Everything I done was according to Hoyle. So, you know, they say you're in a bad neighborhood of time to crime, they call it. And they said, yeah, what we have to do, nobody else sends in the papers, but you have to send them in every 3 months. So it's more paperwork. They're like killing us with paperwork.
Well, sure, but there's a method to their madness, Fred.
Yes.
Because the
yes.
end game is they want to make it so difficult, eventually people just say, I'm giving up, I'm turning the lights out on my business. That's the goal.
But, yeah, I bet you it is, sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's why they create all these hoops that you've got to jump through.
Well, not this one. This is the shop staying open, as far as I'm concerned.
Well,
it's going to be to continue to do the right thing, what I'm doing, and that's it. If they want to stand out there, that's their right, you know. So that's
well, sure. I mean, I'm all about free speech, Fred. So
absolutely,
heeding
me too.
Heeding God's call and ceasefire in New Jersey, they can, you know, beller or yell as long as they want to and as loud as they want to. You know, that's fine, but then you and I have voices as well, so.
That's correct.
You know, and.
Got it.
You know, all you got to do is arm yourself with history, Fred. And history tells the tale of what life is like when you aren't able to defend yourself, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yep. You better have something with you. I mean, you hear a noise in the middle of the night, you better be ready, Mag.
Yeah.
You better have something ready, because when policemen are only 2 minutes away, it's only 2 seconds you got to defend yourself.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I know the police do a good job, but they can't be sitting on your doorstep waiting for something to happen to you. So, you know, they just can't be everywhere.
No, they can't, Fred. And crime has existed since the beginning of man, and it's not going to change. It existed in the caveman days, and it will exist from now until the end of mankind.
I believe you're right. That's the truth.
So.
Yep.
But anyway, well, Fred, any final thoughts here? Anything you'd like to say? 6104 Tarsdale Avenue, Delia's Gun Store.
That's correct. We're about 3 blocks off the Ticone Bridge. If you cross the bridge, you hit Tarsdale Avenue right away, you make a left, come right on down to us.
Okay.
And we're 3 blocks away, and I appreciate the help of everyone that is involved with me. I appreciate their help, and we're going to stay on this. I always say, live free or die. I use that as my motto.
Well, it is true, isn't it? Live free or die, it is true.
That's the way I look at it. You know, yeah. You don't say, remember, you'd rather be dead than red. Well, I still feel that same way. Live free or die.
Well, you know what, Fred? I say this all the time on the air, so people who have been listening to me for a while, I'm sure have heard me say it, but I'm going to say it again. I knew in kindergarten I wasn't going to make a good slave.
Okay.
So, and nothing's changed, and kindergarten was a long time ago, Fred, so.
Right.
Hey, what's the phone number for your store, Fred, in case anybody is there? Driving and they get lost or something. If they
right, I'm at 215-332-7733.
Okay. All right. Well, Fred Delia from Delia's Gun Store, thank you so much for coming on my show. Keep your chin up, Fred, because I got news for you. Honestly, there are more of us than there are these heeding God's calls nitwits, and there are more patriotic Americans who believe in the right of self-defense.
Well, thank you very much, Maggie. I appreciate you having me on the show, and to a lot of your people out there, Semper Fi.
Hey, there you go, Fred.
All right. Thank you very much,
Maggie. Oh, you're welcome. Take care, Fred. Keep your chin up.
Have a nice day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye now.
Bye. Well, you know what, everybody? I'm telling you, honestly, you know, it's people like Fred and people like Richard Rothschild, who was on the first hour, you gotta give these people a round of applause. Truly, you do, because they're standing up for freedom and liberty, and they're standing up for your rights. Truly, now he's on the front lines here. Fred Delia is. I mean, he's being assaulted by these people who don't like the way that he does business, and he does business illegally. And listen, he's not selling guns at 2 o'clock in the morning on a street corner somewhere. He's following the law. And this is what our country is based on. We are a nation of laws. It is a nation of laws, not man's law. It's the rule of law. There's a big difference there. And I don't know if heeding God's calls individuals, I don't know if they figured it out yet, but I'm sure Fred will give them a little lesson in history of the history of the 20th century, and 170 million dead bodies, I think, exemplifies what happens to a society that is unable to defend itself. Anyway, you know, I don't know. You know, sometimes you wonder if we're going to be successful here, and I know I do. I know in this fight against UN Agenda 21, sustainable development, you wonder sometimes whether or not you are going to prevail. It's very easy to, get kind of down in the dumps and think, wow, it's just this overwhelming fight that we face. But then I always, when I do have those moments where I feel kind of down, I realize that there are a lot of people out there, there are a lot of patriotic Americans out there. And listen, hey, we are a nation of patriots. We are a nation of great people. This is a wonderful country. I don't care about all the flaws that some people can name, because that's all they focus on is the flaws, and they don't focus on all of the beauty of America and the citizens that live in this country. But I do. I focus on that stuff. So I'm excited. Fred Delia, I think he'll prevail. I know he will. I know he will. And I think Richard Rothschild, I really think now, for those of you who heard the first hour of my show, I'm telling you, Richard Rothschild has a spine. We need him to run in 2012. He speaks the truth, and he's got a spine. So, hey, those two things work for me. You got to have some. You got to have a little bit going on there. You need a little testosterone. I say they should put testosterone back in the water and unload the fluoride. That's what I think. Let's go with a little testosterone. That's what we need here. Little testosterone. I think it'll work miracles for the American populace and for those sheep who haven't woken up yet to the fact that being slaughtered ain't a real good thing. Well, there's patriots out there who are speaking up, and maybe they will hear their voice and they will recognize the need to take the blinders off, smell the coffee, and realize that there ain't nothing good coming out of socialism. Nothing ever has come out of socialism that's any good, and that they need to start standing up for the foundational principles of America, because if you don't stand up for them, you're going to lose them. And I personally don't have any interest living as a slave. That's not going to work for me. It's not my... that wouldn't fit. That wouldn't fit with my nature. Not at all. No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't work for me at all. So I don't know. But listen, you know, a lot of crazy stuff going out there. But it's a beautiful day here in Philly, and we can be thankful for that. Thankful, hey, you're here today. That means you got another shot at it, right? Because there's a lot of people that aren't here today. So the ones who are here and we're standing, we got another shot at it, so there's a lot to be grateful for in this country, even though everything, you know, our economy's in the toilet and there's a lot of stuff happening that isn't so wonderful. We know that. But we got a lot of stuff to be grateful for. So listen, everybody, you know that I love to go to Oz because somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Hey, remember, there are more of us than there are of them. So you need to keep your chin up, because better days are coming. I guarantee it. Truly. Hang in there, everybody. I'll see you next week.
Do you suppose there is such a place, Toto? There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain.